Greetings. I'm Bill Tyke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Today we have as our guest Joy Hatchett, who's Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy for the Maryland Insurance Administration. And Joy is here today to update us on various important things we should know about insurance and insurance discrimination. So, Joy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for inviting me, Bill.
Well, thank you so much for coming on again. Every visit, you give us a lot of really good up-to-date information, and it's been almost a year, so I know you got plenty for us. So, first of all, for those who are listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Maryland Insurance Administration, please?
Sure. So the Maryland Insurance Administration is a state agency, and we are the state agency that oversees / regulates the insurance industry. That means the insurance companies and the insurance agents. We make sure that the insurance companies comply with Maryland laws, and we do that in lots of ways, but the most important way that we do that for your listeners is we make sure that they are selling insurance products that comply with Maryland law. We make sure that the rates that they charge you are in compliance with the law. And then if you ever have an issue or a problem with an insurance company, we're the state agency you can come to for free. And we can look at what the insurance company or the insurance agent has done and make sure that that's done in compliance with the law.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. How can someone find out more information about the Insurance Administration?
So there are a couple of things, and I would say the best way is for those people that use computers. Go to our website, and the website address is www.insurance.maryland.gov, G-O-V, and let me repeat that, www.insurance.maryland.gov. And on our website, we have lots of information about all types of insurance products. Now, if you don't use a computer, you can also call us, 1-800-492-6116. Once again, that number, 1-800-492-6116. Tell the person that answers the phone what your issue is, and they will transfer you to somebody that can help you with your specific issue.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. And I guess your job as Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy is to make sure everything is working for folks, right?
Right. I mean, and what we try to do is help you understand all about different types of insurance. So before you even buy a policy, we want you to understand what you should be purchasing. So we tell you about the terms and the conditions, and then we'll also help you figure out how the insurance companies decide how much to charge you. Because our belief is if you can make the right decision before you buy that policy, if you ever need to file a claim, that's the way you make sure that you have the right policy to fit your particular needs.
Right, right, indeed. Let's talk about what you folks are up to now. You still carry on your listening sessions?
Yes, we are. I mean, you know, we are out and about, and we talk one-on-one to consumers, but sometimes consumers, especially during COVID, aren't out and about as much. So what we found is if we do these virtual listening sessions, consumers can call in and sort of on different topics tell us the issues and the concerns that they're having. So we've had one on any type of health insurance issues and concerns people were having. We had one on people who had disabilities, issues and concerns they were having. We recently had one for businesses. Because remember, everybody in Maryland is a consumer, whether you're a homeowner, a renter, or a business owner. You're a consumer. And so we're here to protect everyone. And so the purpose of the listening session is to hear what the issues are, and let's see if we can come up with some ways to address those different insurance issues. And if we can't necessarily prevent an issue, we can give you some alternative ways to deal and work with those particular issues.
Yeah, those sessions are great ways to find out more information. And I guess folks can find out about the next one on your website?
Absolutely. At this point, you probably will have another one, I'd say, in the next few months. I mean, we're really busy right now, as I said, going out and about back into the community. But I would expect that we'd have the next one in the next 3 or 4 months.
Great. Thank you. Let's talk about COVID. We keep thinking that it might be behind us, but it's not behind us at all. What would you advise folks about COVID-related issues?
Well, the one thing that I hate to say, because COVID is such a serious thing for us, and just trying to deal with those health issues,
yeah.
We also have people trying to take advantage of people that are fearful and afraid of COVID. And they're all types of scammers out there. And that's one of the things that we're seeing. So COVID in and of itself is scary enough. And as you said, it's not going away.
Yeah.
And so people are trying to deal with that. But on top of that, you have individuals and small starting up small businesses and whatnot to defraud consumers, either by offering fraudulent testing, fraudulent quote-unquote cures, or fraudulent health policies that they are saying are specific for COVID. So that's the one thing that I hate to say, the scams are out there, and people just need to be aware, and just if it sounds too good to be true, it probably isn't true.
Yeah, and I guess if they have questions, they should say, please send me that in writing, and then they should call you.
Absolutely. And what we tell people is, frequently they'll get unsolicited emails or phone calls, and they'll hear from the person on the other end of their phone, "You got to act on this right now.
This is
a valuable thing that will disappear within 24 hours if you don't act." Well, if it's that important, somebody else will be offering it, and you should not rush into anything.
Right.
We try to put all kinds of information on our website, and also we're active on social media. So before, just like any other scam, before you sign up to pay any money for anything, or say that you're going to let somebody take money from you directly out of your account, talk to either us or another trusted advisor to make sure what they're offering you is legitimate.
Yeah. I tell folks, and we practice it in my home, that if somebody calls and they've got some offer or something, I say, put it in writing and mail it to me.
Absolutely.
And then once they do that, then I can consider it and, get help if I don't understand something, or, like you said, if it sounds too good to be true. And I can do it with a cool head rather than just spending that money, which is crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so I guess I know that you have resources about trying to identify scammers and what to do on your website.
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Great. Let's talk about the rights that folks have. You mentioned about scammers. Let's talk about what you've been seeing lately in terms of I know you've been seeing scamming in regards to COVID insurance. What are the pressing things that folks need to be watching out for nowadays?
So one of the things, as always, is basically making sure that before you purchase any type of insurance, understanding what that particular insurance product is and whether it meets your needs. And that's just not for COVID-related insurance products. It could be for a life insurance product. It could be for an annuity, a long-term care, anything. One of the biggest mistakes we see across the board with insurance is people make a purchasing decision without knowing what they're actually buying. And sometimes, I mean, and we see this often during this time of year, people come knocking on your door and telling you that you have damage to your home and your insurance will pay for it and you won't have to pay a thing. Generally speaking, somebody can or cannot tell you whether your insurance is going to pay for something unless they're an expert in the insurance arena and they've actually reviewed your particular policy. So if somebody comes knocking on your door and offers to, let's say, replace your roof or do work on your home and tells you that it's going to be covered by your insurance company, I would just caution you to talk to your insurance agent first, so that you can have a better understanding of what your policy covers and what your rights are under your policy. Because under your insurance policy is a contract, and there are certain rights and obligations under that contract. And the insurance company, yes, they're definitely required to pay what's in terms of what the contract requires, but no more and no less.
Is there a cancellation right in Maryland for these kind of things?
So there are different types of cancellation provisions for contracts, for insurance policies. Everything has a different amount of days or time.
Uh-huh.
And what I would say is if you can look on our website, but also the Maryland Attorney General has lots of information on the various consumer protection laws. So that's another good place to go to find out what your rights are.
What's the best way to find out about that?
You can look at our website, and we've got all of the contact information for the Maryland Attorney General's office.
Okay, great, great. And let's see. Unfortunately, though, we're running out of time. What would you add, Joy?
One thing, and we don't have enough time to talk about it today, but maybe we'll talk about it next time, the importance of renter's insurance. Because every other day we're hearing some apartment has caught on fire and the family has lost everything. Well, the landlord is not responsible for those things. It is going to be the resident of that apartment. So I would say people who are renters, take a look at our website. Got lots of information, including videos, to help you find out more about renter's insurance.
Very, 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 very smart words to listen to. Renter's insurance, folks. Think about it. Think about it. Unfortunately, though, that's all we have time for today on Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Joy Hatchett, who is Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy with the Maryland Insurance Administration for being our guest today. Thank you, Joy. Thank you for all your great information and for your help to the public.
Thanks again, Bill. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. And that's all we have time for. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.